joys, concerns, and praises this morning. Anybody? Oh, Debbie.
Yeah, I'd like to ask prayers for my former granddaughter, Grace. Somehow she separated the muscle, the tendon, the ligament, whatever, from her femur.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
She's not doing very well, and she's going to be on crutches for about 6 weeks or so.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you. Lord, hear our prayer this morning. I know some of you have been aware, we've been following our granddaughter Charlie, and Judy can give us some update on what's going on with her. They finally figured out what's going on with her. And so, Mimi?
She's got functional neurological disorder, and Charlie said she had short circuit in her brain. Now she's having to learn to walk and talk and do everything all over again.
She was in the hospital in Pensacola. There's two or three hospitals over there, and every time she'd have one of these situations, they'd take her to the emergency room. They just, one of them said, no, you're just, nothing wrong with you, and send her home and everything. And then a little later on, she started doing some trembling and different things like that. And then she couldn't talk, but they couldn't find anything wrong with her. But they originally then tried to make arrangements at Mayo, but it turned out they couldn't get to Mayo, so they ended up taking her to Shands. And now she's been down there for almost 2 weeks, and they figured out what's going on with her. And in simple terms, they said, there's something in your brain sometimes that'll just short circuit and don't tell your body to walk or talk or, anyhow. So they got her straightened out, and little by little she's learning how to talk again and walk again. But it's going to be a long road. Don't think about, while computers go, CPU, well, the brain, I guess, is like our bodily computer, and it can go in a fridge too. So the good news is they got her back on the right track at least. And through rehab, and it's going to be a long thing. But just don't ever think about stuff like that, how complicated our bodies are, and something like that can happen. Anybody else? Any joys can Betty?
Janie called me yesterday. She's on her way to the airport now. But Howard made it to rehab yesterday.
Oh, good.
And he has an incentive because rehab only has basic TV, and he can't watch any baseball. So hopefully he'll be there a week and be back at Heritage
Rufus. Yeah, it's hard being a caregiver long distance, that's for sure.
Hard being a caregiver, period.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. We lift up all the caregivers. Anybody else this morning?